Here with Kim Harris after K's 2-0 defeat home to Aldershot. Kim, was a tough game against Championship hopefuls Aldershot. Started off pretty well for the shots, the first goal. How did it go for you?
Well, I thought we dominated the game, to be fair. I thought we were the best side throughout. Got nothing at all from the referee. Usual poor standard, they just get worse every week. Decision to send off Peter Barnsby was an absolute joke. The first bad tackle in the game, alright, yellow card, fair enough, but a red card, straight red, is just disgraceful. Just shows you how weak he was. He was swayed by the crowd in the whole game. The first goal he scored from a free kick where James Pinnock was flattened by their bloke off the ball. We didn't even see that. He's turned around, given them the free kick, and they've scored from it.
And then the defending, you were unhappy with the marking for the goals?
Well, no, I mean, the ball in for the headed goal was a quality ball. I mean, you know, but you expect somebody to get on the end of it. The bloke made a good run and he got on the end of it first, and that's, you know, difficult to defend them once. Second one, Scott Steele went to clear it, bounced over his foot, you know, he said to me, he just can't believe it. He's looking where he's going to put it, he's took a bobble and he's missed it, and the bloke stuck it in the net.
You mentioned the ball taking a bobble there. The pitch looked dry in some places and wet in others. What's wrong with the pitch?
They've had the sprinklers on, but the ones through the middle don't work anymore, apparently. They're broken, and I don't know what's happening with those. So out on the flanks we got plenty of water, but through the middle we had nothing at all. But I mean, you know, they tried, so you can ask for any more, really.
The game was quite tight in the opening period. Their second goal just half time kind of made it easier for them, but we came back quite well, and we had a spell where Sills and Steele had a couple of good efforts saved by their keeper. We were pressuring them. Anything on that period to comment on?
No, I thought we kept the pressure on right the way through the game. Even when we had 10 men, we still had chances at the end. Sills, he had 3 or 4 headers today, good headers that he probably could have scored from. But, you know, he's worked his nuts off, for want of a better word, and he's led the line really well. Grant's had no luck, he's held it up well in the box. Couldn't quite get the turns in. But I know I'm pleased with the way we played. I mean, if they're the best team in the league, then we ain't far behind.
They had some good players on the pitch and some on the bench. Do they look a good Championship side to you?
Well, they're top of the league, so you can't argue with that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's who's got the most points. They seem to grind out wins. You know, they've won 2-0 today, but as I say, I didn't think they were the best side by any means.
And back on the travels next week to Bedford. Our away form has been much improved of late. How do you see that one going?
Yeah, I mean, we're a match for anybody. If, you know, we have a strong side out, then I expect us to win. I expect us to win every game. I expect us to win today, and next week at Bedford won't be any different. They're all playing for the cup final position, and really it's down to them. That should be enough to spur anybody.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
Cheers, mate.